It is now 8:08 on Connect FM, and on this Friday morning connection, we get to do something that I look forward to once a month, and that is our chance to talk with State Representative Mike Armanini in the time that we have together, which we lovingly call around PA's 75th. Representative Armanini, good morning. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Good morning, Dan. Great to be here as always.
Well, we sure do appreciate it. And we always look forward to getting these updates on, you know, what's going on in Harrisburg. And then we bring it in close to home and find out what's going on around your district, the 75th district, which is all of Elk County and the northwestern portion of Clearfield County as well. So let's start things off. We know that the House of Representatives for Pennsylvania got back into session this past week. It was a long time coming, but you guys finally got back together and met for a few days earlier this week. Give us an update on that, would you please?
Yes, it was good, of course, to get back into Harrisburg and to get started on, you know, working toward how are we going to sustain this increase, $3 billion increase in the governor's proposed budget and so forth. Not much was worked on on that part, but there was many things that were voted on, let's say very soft topics, nothing yet getting into the thick of thing. I think right now it's just like a card game. Everyone is checking their deck and trying to stack to see, well, if we run this bill, we'll be able to run that bill, and so forth. So there's a lot of, say, bills that are going through the House, which are not, for me, yes votes.
Okay.
You know, so there's a lot of items that will get probably stuck in the Senate and so forth, which I always feel we should be working on what really counts, and that's growing Pennsylvania and making Pennsylvanians' lives better and leave, quote, the political side out of it. So we'll see how that goes, but it was good to get back. It was a busy week in Harrisburg. We had Penn State Du Bois down along with other colleges and university throughout the state. It was their week there, so it was nice to talk with students from the area with Chancellor Wu, and so forth. And it was especially nice for me as my daughter was presenting a paper that her and a friend Isabella from Penn West University did. So it was nice to have her in the rotunda presenting. She was talking to senators and other representatives, and she was seeing how Dad worked in Harrisburg. And so she wasn't, when I told her the day starts at 7 a.m. and it starts at 10 and ends at 10 p.m., she got to see that firsthand. So that was good. We go back to Harrisburg next week to start again, working on bills and so forth. There's a lot of, some Second Amendment bills that are coming up that I'm definitely, of course, a huge supporter of the Second Amendment. So I will be voting accordingly to make sure that I'm doing my best to assure that freedom for all the residents of the 75th District. We do have Second Amendment March Day, I believe it is in April. I do not know the exact date, but I'll be putting that on my website shortly and so forth. So that's always a good rally, of Pennsylvanians letting everyone know that we do continue to want to support our Second Amendment.
And I'm sure that, just as little as, 10 years ago, bills like that would have no momentum in the Pennsylvania legislature. But ever since there's been a switch of the majority in the Pennsylvania House, some of those bills start picking up some momentum.
Yes, they do. I mean, I can honestly say sometimes I sit in my chair and say, so this is what it's like in California. No, thank you.
Yeah. Let's hope we don't head in that kind
of
direction.
Let's pray we don't.
Exactly. Prior to the House going into session this week, the prior couple of weeks, you had a chance to hear from some of the governmental departments presenting about their budgetary needs heading into the new year and how those are either in sync or not in sync with what the governor is proposing for the budget plan next year. So would you want to talk about any of those a little more?
Well, you know, sure thing. You know, of course, up and down the line, you know, everybody is requesting more funding.
Sure.
Well, we have inflation at all times high. Of course, mm-hmm. we need more funding because the dollar doesn't go as far, you know, as it does. But, you know, it's very difficult. I believe the governor's will be $3 billion more dollars in the budget, you know, once we start voting on that, hopefully yeah. come June and so forth. So we really have to concentrate on this, because when we're giving out grant money and so forth and extending, you know, funding for schools and so forth, which, you know, they do need, but mm-hmm. we have to use our funding wisely. How are we going to make sure we continue to be able to do that without reaching into the pockets of Pennsylvanians to pay for it with increasing taxes?
Right.
Now, there's a little new word that's being used. Maybe it's been around for a long time, but it seems the word tax now is being hidden by the word called fee. Regardless if you hear it, if it's a fee, it is meaning it's coming out of your pocket eventually,
right,
with a higher tax. So that's something that we really need to, you know, look at. We're still fighting with energy. Mm-hmm. You know, of course, we do not want the governor to move into a regional greenhouse gas initiative, which would be devastating to our fossil fuel industries in throughout Pennsylvania. And, you know, changing that to a different type of tax by still going after the natural gas producers and so forth. And this would, if one of either way, if he gets his way on this, you're looking anywhere from 25% higher increase in electric mm-hmm. and so forth. And it's going to devastate Pennsylvania, and it's going to curtail our growth. That's the whole problem.
Yeah.
He's trying to come up with creative ways, because we're at the bottom in the country for attracting new business. You're not going to attract new business with regulations,
sure,
stipulations,
fees,
you know, exactly. So, you know, it's like you can't fight this battle, Governor, on both ends. You got to commit to one.
Right.
You know, there's a reason why West Virginia and Ohio is excelling right now, because they're doing everything that you are not.
Mm-hmm.
Plain and simple.
Yeah.
You know, and if you want to really truly move Pennsylvania forward, you know, we have to get out of this tax and regulations and just the amount that it does cost people to live in Pennsylvania. We need to change that.
Yeah, and we talked last month when we had our chance to talk together, Representative Armineni, we talked about how the governor, you know, pointed out Ohio, and that he was tired of being beaten by Ohio, and it just requires a look at how Ohio has been doing things. And if we kind of followed suit, we would be successful as well.
Exactly. Actually, Ohio should be following us when it comes to
exactly.
energy.
Exactly. Yeah. I would prefer it that way, too.
You know, we are the energy, one of the energy meccas in the United States, and we are not taking advantage of that at all.
Okay.
You know, granted, we have renewables, you mm-hmm. know, everyone's looking at this new energy source and so forth, and that is all good.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the federal government, well, you just, you know, heard the amount of money that they're throwing at this is mm-hmm. is crazy.
Yeah.
And the cart is so in front of the horse, to where, so we're trying to make the United States green by purchasing from China, India, some of the worst, you know, countries who are causing the
polluters,
the
yeah.
polluters, and they're, it just doesn't make sense.
It doesn't.
You know, we do not need to do this in such a rapidly formula that they're using. You know, we should be making the solar panels here in the United States. The steel should be from the United States. And, you know, we need to keep this going, you know, and, you know, our coal industry, you need coal to mm-hmm. manufacture steel.
Mm-hmm.
And there is.
And produce electricity.
Right. And, you know, for the steel, I think there's three coal generating facilities who can, you know, produce the coal that's needed for steel.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, two of them are in Pennsylvania, but two? Yeah. You know, that's unheard of. You know, we need to start taking care of ourselves and be a world leader by also being a world manufacturer. And until we start looking at it that way, I just continue to foresee the old hamster wheel routine on that.
We could use a return of common sense.
Yes, very much.
All right. Let's pull it back close to home, Representative Armanini, in the final couple of minutes that we have here. Tell us about what's been going on around the 75th District in the past couple of weeks and what's coming up.
Well, you know, in the past weeks, it's been very busy just going around to these hearings and so forth, just trying to hear the heartbeat of issues, not only in the 75th District, but districts around us. Mm-hmm. So I've been doing much traveling, you know, with that and so forth. And, you know, with coming up, it's going to be our season for events. You know, of course, we'll be having our senior event along with Senator Langerhalk over at the Du Bois Mall coming up here. We're going to be doing a event to help seniors with that, also in Du Bois, and one will be in Elk County too.
Okay.
We're going to bring back the license plate program that we did that was so successful, where, you know, if you have the plate that has lost all its color and needs replaced, it's an easy event, you know, wherever the location's yet to be determined.
Sure.
But you just come in, we take all the information, and it's done very easily there for you. So we're looking forward, you know, to that and so forth, to just bring more information to the public and help them. So we'll see. My staff is still working on a few other things yet, and, you know, I don't know if they're firmed yet. So we'll wait for
don't
those.
Don't want to make any promises.
Right.
There.
We'll wait for those in forthcoming shows.
Well, super. And your staff's very good about getting the information to us here at Connect FM. And when we get it, we will give the details to the listeners so they know where to show up and when to show up to these different events that
for
are coming
sure,
up.
For sure.
All right. State Representative Mike Armanini for Pennsylvania's 75th District with us this morning, giving us another great update. Thank you so much, sir. And
Thank you.
Look forward to talking with you again next month, if not before.
For sure. And everyone, please have a very joyous and blessed Easter holiday season coming up here.
Thank you so much, and the same to you.